This is MSO Sports. I'm Rick Moore talking now with St. John's Prep hockey coach Christian Hansen. And coach, since last we talked, you've had two big wins and you have climbed up in the D1 standings. Maybe a little recap on last week's activities.
Sure, Rick. Thanks for having me. We faced off against St. John's of Shrewsbury on Wednesday, and then Saturday we had a home game against Arlington Catholic. Obviously, both games we were able to win. Excuse me, I'm just driving here, and all right, sorry about that. We were able to win both games, but I think both games there were certain aspects of the game that, as a coaching staff, we were not especially pleased with. And you can kind of focus on that Shrewsbury game first, where we gave up four goals, and you know, that's something that is highly unusual for this team and recent years. Where we generally don't give up that many. And when we do, you don't often win. And so kind of surprisingly, we're able to win that game 5-4 and trailed three times in that game, 1-0. And then in the third period, we trailed 3-2 and we trailed 4-3. We're able to get the winning goal with 3 minutes left in the game. So, I mean, we did some things well and we were resilient. But we took some penalties and did some things that kind of made it more difficult for ourselves.
I would think at the level of competition that you play, your team plays in, as you mentioned, you've got to be careful no matter who you're playing, no matter what their ranking might be or where they are in the standings. And when you do that, when you have a lack of discipline or give up penalties for whatever reason, that other team can certainly make a go of it. Coach, when you have penalties like that, and as you said, it's very, very rare. Do you attribute that to a lack of discipline or maybe just a lack of focus? Is there an explanation for that?
Right. So, I mean, it's a great question. It's not an easy one to answer because you would think that we would kind of learn and recognize that being in the penalty box makes things a lot more difficult and gives our opponents an opportunity to get back into a game where you may be comfortably controlling it. And that was the case on Saturday. We had a 3-0 lead, and we allowed them to score two power play goals to make it a 3-2 game in the second period. So, right, so that's a focus that we had between periods after the first period and again after the second, yet we continued over the course of that game to kind of take some undisciplined and stick penalties and things that we need to clean up in our game. And you know, you have to recognize sometimes that they are high school kids and,
yeah.
You know, and they're not professionals and mistakes will be made. So we do recognize that. And, you know, it's a team goal that we're really focusing on right now, to try to stay out of the penalty box and make our opponents beat us 5-on-5 because I think we're a pretty good team 5-on-5.
I wonder if you could explain to me, an average fan, okay, how what the effects are of penalties, especially if you start building them up. Because I know it's sort of like a domino effect, I'm guessing, where it disrupts a lot of things. It can disrupt your other lines. It can disrupt your defensive pairings. And that can carry on for quite a while.
Absolutely. I mean, for example, over the weekend in our game against AC, when you get 8 penalties in a game and you use the same kids primarily to be your penalty killers, they're on the ice a lot. And penalty killers that you're using tend to be guys that you're using in your top lines. So now you're forcing your guys to defend for consecutive penalties in a row sometimes, and they're getting gassed. But also, there are other guys on the bench that were not able to get out, so they're losing their rhythm and they're cooling off a bit. And you're also giving your opponent momentum by allowing them a lot of, for the most part, they're going to have more zone time, they're going to have more shots, you put more pressure on your goalie. So you're absolutely right, there's a domino effect, and you know, usually it's not a good one. And I will say sometimes you kill off a penalty and it does give your team some energy and momentum because you may frustrate your opponent a bit. But more often than not, if you're in the penalty box, the end of that game, you're not going to be on the right side of things.
Great explanation. Thank you, Coach. Last two games, your offense has come alive, and especially against AC. It seems to me that you've got some scoring from all over the place.
We did. I mean, against AC, we had three guys score their first varsity goal. We got three goals from our defense. We spread it around a bit. We scored six in the game. And, I know that score indicates it was a relatively easy win, 6-2, but AC is a very good team. And, they were the kind of the unfortunate victim of some bad puck luck in the game, and things kind of went our way. I felt like it was a much closer game than that score indicates. And, and they're ranked relatively high. I thought they were a very good opponent. It was a good win for us. But it's a team that we could see in the playoffs, and I pretty much guarantee that the outcome will be closer next time.
This time of the season, Coach, it's time to get serious. Not that you weren't to begin with, but in terms of every game now really means something so important. You have a little bit of a hiccup there at the beginning of the season, or you ain't got your clutch right when you're trying to change gears, and then everything starts to fall in place. But now, the rankings are out. You guys have climbed up to number two very solidly. Pope Francis is up there at number one, and as I said, they were challenged by St. Mary's. They gave them all they could handle. What are practices like now, Christian? Because certainly everything that you've wanted them to do, wanted your team to learn about, has been installed, so to speak. So now is it just a question of fine-tuning, keep doing what you're supposed to be doing, and maybe throwing out something else?
Yeah, I mean, there are always things that we can do better. And, even though they get the basic concepts and systems, reinforcement's really important. And sometimes we, even at this point in the season, things that we do well tend to tail off, or they just need to be reminded. So, like today, for example, with a big game against the Variant tomorrow, it'll be a bit lighter, but we will work on work on breakout and some of the skills associated with breaking the puck out of the zone, and we'll work on our power play. We're going to work on our penalty killing today. Give the goalies some work. And it's also that time of year where kids are getting sick. So, I think we have six kids that are out sick from practice today.
Oh, geez. Yeah, I'm sniffling my nose here as you mentioned that. I'm going to ask an off-the-wall question, Coach. This time of year where you've played so many games, is there a point that comes up in a game that you haven't covered yet and you thought you did, or you knew you were going to get to? If you know what I'm trying to say,
yeah.
Something...
Yeah. Absolutely. And some of the easiest examples are working on like a 5-on-3 advantage on power play, or a 4-on-3 advantage, mm-hmm. or your 6-on-5 late in the game when you pull your goalie. Those are things that tend to get neglected a little bit, mm-hmm. because time is so short. You have 1 hour a day, and you're trying to fit a number of different things in there, and you're really trying to fit in the things you see the most. We do work on 6-on-5 and 5-on-3, but not nearly as much as I would like to. So 1,000% the answer is yes to that. And there'll be things that we will continue to introduce right up until the last game of the year.
Wow. Yeah. All right. I love it. Oh my goodness. Okay. Big week coming up. As I said, you guys have climbed to number two. You're solidly entrenched there. But tell me a little bit about, let's just stick to Wednesday's game.
Yeah. So we're playing Zavarian, team that beat us 2-1 the first time, team that we have battled with for the last several years. Both teams have been ranked high. No different this year, so it's a really important conference game for us. And I feel like I constantly repeat that to the kids, but the truth is, I mean, conference points are at a premium, and 1 point will probably separate the championship from second place. So you just try to, put that value on every point and make sure the kids realize it. And as luck would have it, this week both our games are against the best two teams in the conference in Stanton and Xavier, and if you throw us into that mix too as the third team. So we're going to have our hands full, and it's really tough to have them back-to-back. But, you know, that's these kids are prepared for it, and we played a difficult schedule all year. So they're used to me coming in the locker room saying, today's a huge game.
All right, Coach, next week I'm going to ask you maybe to come up with, you know, like they used to do on Hockey Night in Boston, the top three stars of the game, that kind of thing. But I'm not going to do it. Not going to do that to you today. No surprises. But congratulations on where you are at the moment, Christian, and good luck this week.
All right, a lot of work to do, but I appreciate it.
I hear you. Thank you, Christian. Take care. That is Coach Christian Hansen, who is the St. John's Prep hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.